The last significant digit is $10 billion. The reported value over 10 years of a U.S. Department of Defense contract for cloud computing services that will be awarded in September. If Amazon's AWS wins the contract, that $1 billion per year wouldn't represent a huge chunk of revenue for the cloud computing giant, but it could lead to more government contracts. Still, other cloud computing providers such as Microsoft, Oracle, and IBM also have government experience and are potentially in the running. I will just say, I feel very good knowing that companies like Apple, which are valued at over $500 million, and Amazon, which is now having people, having states fight and claw to give them tax breaks so they can move their headquarters there, and Microsoft, who is Microsoft, all being able to get $1 billion a year so they can have government information. If you don't feel warm and fuzzy about that, you're much smarter than me. And that ends the significant digit portion for the Barrett Briefer and the Crusade Channel, featuring King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Now, I just want to remind you folks that if you miss any of my interviews with Alexis DeSanctis of National Review, Lizzie Rize of Lizzie Answers, Brother Alexis Bognolo of Ordo Militatus, Mark Newman, who's the co-author of The Worst President in History, The Legacy of Barack Obama, they are all accessible via Founders Pass membership that I was talking about before with the Deliver Us From Evil tapes. You got to go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com and click Join. Pick your membership plan. The higher your plan goes, the more access to stuff you have. Right? I mean, that makes sense. Doing so supports the Barrett Brief here on the Veritas Radio Network, but it also supports the flagship program, The Mike Church Show. It also supports a great show called Reverse Deception with Greg Carpenter, The True Money Show with David Simpson, Reconquest with Brother Andre Marie, and of course, the best news in the business, the Crusade Channel News with Celeste Youngblood. So sign up. Go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com and choose a plan and strike a blow for independent radio. Now, I promised you in the first hour what we're going to talk about for the rest of the show, remaining 40-ish minutes, is how during crisis situations, and this is something nobody talks about, there always is a problem with communication. Always. It goes, the first time we ever really had that it was brought to people's attention was during the September 11th response. You had multiple agencies trying to work through different channels, different codes, different call signs, and the fact that the radios didn't work in some parts of the tower, either through interference or just the fact that they did not have the range on them. So after that, the National Response Plan, which was the big hubbub that was created out of one of the many terrible things that was created out of the Patriot Act, was the National Response Plan, the National Response Framework. There's several different of them with several different names. And these names, and the whole idea behind them was to try and create some kind of uniform radio communications or some standards of communications or some order of communications, because that's one thing the government cannot get right no matter what it does in any emergency situation. It cannot get an order correct. Sound familiar? Because there's jurisdictional issues, there's things like the incident commander issues. Who's the first one on the scene? Are they qualified enough? Are they ready to get rid of it? How many people are involved in recovery operations? How those people communicate? What level of experience are they? Do they have working within the incident response system? So all of these things are issues that recovery teams have to deal with. Also, it's not just your recovery issues, your floods, your terrorist attacks, and things like that. It's also when emergencies happen over a span of days. This is where we can bring back things like floods or earthquakes or other issues, other challenges, as the government likes to say. This is a challenge that we have to take on. It's something that you're not good at, whatever you want to call it. The challenge is, how do you continue to update and communicate with different response teams, different teams that have to work within the same organization when you have groups being rotated out. Because I'll give you an example. If you're looking at recovery operations, if you've ever seen recovery operations, they recommend you do a half hour in at most, half hour out. You can't be in there for a long time, especially for people in like a community emergency response team, because the risk of PTSD increases. Now, professionals, firefighters, police officers, EMS, they tend to go a little bit longer, A, because there's not as many of them, and B, it's their job. Most of the people have a passion for it, and they want to try and get as much done as possible. It's a worthy cause. However, with the amount of people moving in and out, and with the amount of people that are being dealt with, especially once, like I was saying before, once you cross in firefighters and police, firefighters and EMS, police officers, FBI, police officers, ATF, police officers, DHS, firefighters. Do you see how all this stuff gets really bad really quickly? Because at first it's your local firefighters, local police officers, local EMS.